So we see card is in the VOA in the Vele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 11 Mbimbitho 2024 nguGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Namhlanje sileze thekelezi abalande ukuze ekhangela ukuthi iZimbabwe ilani lapho abangafaka khona imali njalo esithi ama trade relationship ukuthengiselana izinto singathengani khona ngale kwasela America labo bengathengani.
Kuqale namhla eHarare umhlangano weZimbabwe US Business Forum ukuthanise osomabhizinisi bawole Zimbabwe labakwele Melika.
So simangile namhla sivuka sathola ibulawayo yonke izinto ngamapolisi la nxa sibhanisile ukuyofaka ama-petitions wona lawo besiphelekezelwa ngamapolisa lapho kade siyafaka khona emhlahlandlela ekuzinjiwe.
Abacele lebandla lemthokazi Republic Party elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Chilombo Mudenda bathi babinjwe ngamapolisa ukuba batshengisele namhla kobulawayo. Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi okwamanje kusobala ukuba bazaphinda ukungqikelana kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wakwelemerika umnumzana Donald Trump webandla lama-Republicans lomongameli Joseph Biden ngumademocrats. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizalandela. Osomabhizimusi bakwale Zimbabwe lakwabamelika abaqale umhlangano wabo namhla eHarare weZimbabwe US Business Forum bathi bafisa ukuqheliswa okwezinga laphezulu kobudlelwano phakathi kwabosomabhizimusi bamazwe omabili, kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni omkhulu oqoqwe luhlangothi lukahulumende olweZimbabwe Investment Development Agency ZIDA ohlose ukuba kuqheliswe ubudlelwano phakathi kwamabhizimusi amazwe la womabili. Okhokhela iZIDA umnumzana Busisa Moyo uthe kuyadanisa ukuba eleZimbabwe lokuthengiselana okuphansi kakhulu lelemelika lona elilomnotho olesisindo esikhulu emhlabeni jikelele. Umoyo uthe bahlose ukuba amankampani akwelemelika amukele lokho okwenzakala eZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuba bazetshala imali elizweni.
Osomabhizimisi ukuthi bafake imali kumabhizimisi aseZimbabwe ukusungula amabhizinesi amatsha, ukuqhelisa amabhizinesi akhona. Yikho esikhangeleleyo njengeZIDA. Namhlanje sileze thekelezi abalande ukuze ekhangela ukuthi iZimbabwe ilani lapho abangafaka khona imali njalo esithi ama trade relationship ukuthengiselana izinto singathengani khona ngale kwasela America labo bengathengani.
Uqhubeke sithi kuminyaka esanda kwedlula elemelika belingazimiselanga ukutshala imali kuleli ngenxa yamazwi akhuluma kubi ngeleZimbabwe aphuma embikweni eyethulwa ngabezindaba esithi unethemba lokuba lokhu kuzaguquka.
Ukukhulumisana kwethu le-United States bekungani kuyahlupha, kodwa sibona ngani kuyancibilika nxa sikhangele ukukhulumisana kwethu njengabosomabhizinisi kuyancibilika ukukhulumisana.
Usomabhizinisi wakwele Melika omele amankampani akwele Melika kulumbuthano umnumzana Ricardo Beris uthe bafuna ukuzwa ngamathuba amabhizinisi kwele Zimbabwe.
To hear and listen to some of the officials that have shared both opportunities that are here in Zim from ZIDA, hearing from the ambassador, it is very encouraging. And so I think we move forward with more confidence on the opportunities that lies here on the ground.
Besilapha silalele amathuba atholakala eZimbabwe. Sitshelwe ngabeZIDA langumeli weZimbabwe kwelemelika. Kulethemba elikhulu ngoba amathuba akhona kuleli.
Umeli weZimbabwe kwelemelika umnumzana Thaddeus Chifamba uthi bathemba ukuba osomabhizimusi bakwele Melika bazathola intshukuntshu yokuzetshala imali elizweni ngemva kokulwazi oluzaphuma kulomhlangano.
So we would want more and more American business persons to come to Zimbabwe to see for themselves the investment landscape that exists here and help change the narrative, the negative narrative of Zimbabwe.
Sifuna osomabhizimusi abaningi abavela kwele Melika ukuba beze eZimbabwe bazibonele bancedise ukuguqula indlela eZimbabwe elikhangelwa ngayo.
Eminyakeni elithume edluleyo eleMelika leZimbabwe athengiselana impahla engaba lesisindo sokuyizigidi ezifika amakhulu ayisithupha zamadola $600 million, okuyisisindo esibikwa siphansi kakhulu. Iqula labo sobabhizimusi abasuke esigabeni eseGeorgia kweleMelika libikwa liqale ukuya kweleSouth Africa kumalanga asanda kwedlula. Lisuka eZimbabwe leyiqula likhangelelwe ukuya kweleZambia lingakagqibi uhambo lwalo emazweni awezwekazi leAfrika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amalunga ecele lebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Jilumbo Mudenda, lo mnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo athi namhla avinjwe ngamapholisa ukuba atshengisele kobulawayo ukwenzela ukuveza ukungasekeli kwabo uhlelo lokuhlela umbhuqazwe wegugurawundi oluzaqhutshwa lonyaka zinduna emaphandleni eMatabeleland. Umudenda ophethe okwesikhatshana isihlalo somgcini sihlalo webandla leli uthi amapholisa abegcwele edolobheni leli loba benelise ukuhambisa ingwalo zabo ezijulileyo ezimumethe izikhalazo zabo kubaphathintambo bakarhulumente. Ngasebenzisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lomnumzana George Jalamba obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko yofisini kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa othi uhlelo lolu lwenzelwa ukuba abantu bekhumisane umlota ngokubulawa kwezihlobo labangani ngesikhathi sombhuqazo wegugurawundi. Umdenda uthi awumangalisi okwenziwe ngamapholisa.
2 weeks back, safaka inotification emapholiseni ukuthi isipikitshe mhlaka 11 kungunamuhla kuyimali against indaba ye-government of Zimbabwe, indaba ka-Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi kufuna ukusebenzisa iy'nduna zakithi to heal or to deal with the issue of igugurawundi. So thina ukuhambisa kwethu izincwadi besilokhu sikhulumisana namapholisa esikhathini sonke lesi esidlulileyo, but unfortunately anti abantu laba vele i-structure bayitsherwa eHarare. So they never granted that the permission. Basivukumela kuphela ukuthi yena rizahamba peacefully abantu abangu 4 or 5 beyoyenda over ama petitions kuma ministers of state for provincial affairs ahlanganisela ma South, ma North, Ibulawayo metropolitan. So simangile namhla sivuka sathola Ibulawayo yonke ivinjwe ngamapolice la nxa sifanisile ukuyofaka ama petitions wona lawo besiphelekezelwa ngamapholisa lapho kade siyafaka khona emhlatandlela bekuvinjiwe, lapho kade sifuza ukuthi siqalise rikhonisa imatshi yethu bekuvinjiwe. So kunzima kakhulu indoda lo ukuthi uzama ukuthi esebenze njani.
Yeyinakhonapho kupetition khonapho belibatshelani lifuna ukuthi kwenziweni.
Besibatshela ukuthi umthetho wezimbabwe we-United Nations under the United Nations Genocide Convention of 1948 ayivumi ukuthi umuntu oyenza umbhuqazwe ethonisiswe ngeyinye i-court decided the International Court of Justice. So we cannot allow ama-chiefs ukuthi ahendle indaba eyombhuqazwe ngoba it is out of the context of the Genocide Convention of 1948.
Ngakho-ke lithi kumele kubanjwe mbala.
Lokho thina sithi uMnangagwa lo Sidney Sekeramai lo Chiwenga, all of those who are still surviving ama perpetrators must be prosecuted by the ICC. That's the procedure. That's what the law says. We United Nations. Kunothi ukuthi bezithonisise bona ngoku-appoint ama-chief abo abasebebanika izimoto abasebebanika ama-laptops. It's a violation of the international law.
Lo ngumnumzana Jilumbo Mudenda, omunye wabaphethe okwesikhatshana isikhundla somgcinisihlalo webandla lemthwakazi Republic Party. Sixoxe laye ekobulawayo. I-Studio 7 ithinte amapholisa ecingweni kodwa alile ukuthathwa amazwi. Athi abe-MRP bebengaphiwanga ilungelo lokutshengisela kobulawayo kodwa kawaninganga isizathu sokungaphenduli isicelo sabo.
¶¶
izakhamizi zesiqintini semango esigabeni seMatabeleland South zicela uhulumende ukuba aphange abasize ngokudla ukubagebhela izibholane lokubadingela ukudla kwezifuyo esezingasela madlelo ngenxa yokungani kahle kwezulu lonyaka, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume ngesikhathi izakhamizi lezi zisabelwa ukudla ezimnyama eMqegula Business Center phansi kohlelo lwe-Lean Food Program olukhokhelwa inhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba eye-World Food Program bemanyene lohlangothi lwentuthuko lenswelo kaZulu kuhulumende weMelika olwe-United States Agency for International Development labenhlanganiso eye-World Vision. Abanye abathole ukudla ngosuku lolu unkosikazi Cecilia Nyoni othi babhekane lendlala esabekayo.
Siyalamba kuzima lemasimini kuchile kakhulu. Inkomo zesiphasi zibona inkothe phakathi kwamasimu. Sesidla lapho nokuba sikuyiniso kuchile vele.
Ukansila kaWard 2 eMangwe umnumzana Chechukuza Ngwenya ucela uhulumende ukuthi aphathise engakhanyeli ibala lomuntu ngoba uhlupho lusabalele kuzifuyo abalima ngazo lakuzakhamizi.
Hayi, indlala ikhona inkulu kakhulu. Sicela ukuncediswa mpela kakhulu ngesandla esingathi siyengezelele ngoba kuyabe kungathi kuyafanana uma kuthola abantu abalutshwana kusho ukuthi labantu abaningi bazazoboleka.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende elangena phansi kohlelo leproportional representation eMangwe unkosikazi Evelyn Ndlovu ucela ukuba uhulumende engalibali izifuyo esezithwele nzima ngokuswela amanzi kanye lamadlelo.
That more boreholes be drilled and that we put feeding trophies within each borehole. So we really appealing to you for the feed for the animals.
Sicela lisihambisele ilizwi kumongameli usicelele ukudla kwenkomo, amanzi, amabhoholo lokudla komuntu wonke watsha njengoba ubona lawo iminista.
Ekhuluma eMangwe ngosuku lolu umphathi intambo kahulumende obona ngenhlelo zokuncedisa abaswelayo umnumzana July Moyo uchaze ukuba uzahambisa izikhalazo zezakhamizi kumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa.
Sechibagwe muno chine chabva mukumbira kune kwaitwa namambo wenyika president kuti kuno kwangu kuZimbabwe kwaita zvaro.
Ngizamazisa umongameli uhlanganisa lomphathi ntambo obona ngezokulima njalo silokudla okubuyayo kuvela eRussia njalo sikhangelele ukucela kumazwe abalisa iChina leMelika iWFP leEU.
Uhulumende ngaphansi kogatsha lwezokulima uthi usaphakathi kokuhlolisisa ukuba bangaki abantu abadinga usizo lokudla elizweni lonke jikelele kanye lokuncipha kwamadlelo emaphandleni kubangelwa yikoma okubaselwa isikhudumezi somkhathi ese-El Nino esihlasele umhlaba wonke. Uhulumende uthi kusukela ngomnyaka odlule sekufe izifuyo eziphose zifike inkulungwane ezilithumi 9875 njalo inani leli lilakho ukwedlula lapho ngoba abanye abakhulumi ukuthi sebehlelwe izifuyo. ELeZimbabwe libhekane lendlala eyesabekayo ngenxa yokungani kuhle kwezulu nyakenye lalonyaka. Isigaba seMatabeleland North yiso esihlaselwe kakhulu indlala ukwedlula indawo zonke zelizwe njalo sihamba phambili ngenani labadinga ukuphathiswa ngokudla. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngisePlumtree ezimnyama ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu e-Amnesty International ikhuphe ugwalo oluveza indubo ezibhekane labesifazane abachapha imingcele besiyathenga impahla yokuthengisa. Ugwalo lolu lubhalwe kulandela ukucwayisisa okwenziwe emazweni athi iMalawi, Zambia leZimbabwe njalo luveza indaba ezigoqela ukudlwengula, ukuthathela impahla, udlakela, ukuswelakala kwendawo zokuhlala, umumo wezamabhizimusi lezimota abahamba ngazo, phakathi kokunye. ukwalolo luveza njalo ukuthi amazwe amathathu la abhekane lodololo awakathathi isivumelwano somhlaba we-International Labour Organization 2019 Violence and Harassment Convention Instrument ovikela amalungelo abesifazana ukuthi ube ngumthetho. Umphathintambo wendaba zabesifazana uNkosikazi Monica Mtswango ikhuluma emkhosini ukuthakazelela usuku lwabesifazana ngeviki edlileyo wathi kule nhlelo eziningi ezokuvikela abesifazana eziqhutshwe nguhulumende kodwa welekela ngokuthi kusakuningi okumele kwenziwe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uDabo kaNcube weStudio 7 uxoxe lolwela amalungelo kwaZulu ekunhlanganiso yeNakhora uMnumzana Evidlela Ncube.
Luzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lolu daba kodwa njalo luhle kakhulu ukuthi luphume lube semphakathini ukuze uZulu azi, uhulumende azi, bonke abathintekayo abangancedisa ukuthi kulungiswe bazi. Kusiya phambili kakhozadikazi, ngakho-ke ukungalungiswa kuzabe kuwukuthi siyehluleka njengabantu, wehlulekile uhulumende kanjalo. Ngakho-ke kuqakathekile ukuthi lolu daba luthathwe ngendlela eqinileyo, lulungiswe masinyane ngokuba luyalimaza kakhulu. Ukuhlukuluzwa kwabomama kuyinto embi kakhulu.
Kulolu gwalo lukhuluma njalo ngokuthi kulamazwe amathathu kuphela ase Southern Africa akwanisa ukuthi athathe umthetho we-International Labour Organization ovikela abesifazane, kodwa iZimbabwe ayikho phakathi kwamazwe la. Lokhu libona sengathi kumi njani?
Kuyinto embi kakhulu ukuthi kube njalo. Bekufanele ukuthi njengabantu abadlula ezimpini bedinga amalungelo, kungabikho nya umuntu ongelalungelo phakathi kwelizwe. Ilungelo labesifazana lilungelo loluntu, lokho sithi human rights. Ngakho-ke kumele uhulumente akusukumele khona lokho. Zonke nje izinto eziyizivumelwano zamalungelo emhlabeni wonke jikelele kumele zenziwe zibe ngumthetho eZimbabwe, kungabi khona okusala eceleni. Ungabe kuphathelene ne-torture, ungabe kuphathelene ne-democracy, lokubanjwa kwama-election labomama, labasha, labantwana, konke kumele sikuthathe kuzosincedisa ukukhulisa amalungelo abantu bonke phakathi elizweni leZimbabwe.
Kungaba kuyini okwenza ukuthi uhulumende engagijimela ukuthi athathe izivumelwano lezi azifake zibe ngumthetho eZimbabwe?
Sani lalokho ezikuchoyo engavumelani lamalungelo lawo abantu abaphiwayo. Ungakhangela nje isibange sesithethwe kungazange kwalethwa i-Convention Against Torture. Kukhona lokho kuyaveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi akunakuguqa kakhulu ngokuphathele lelungelo loluntu phakathi kwahulumeni. Nanxa i-Constitution yethu kuwenza kucace ukuthi i-torture, ukuhlukuluza, akuvumelekanga, asikasithathi lesi sivumelwano somhlaba sisinethe sibe sisebenze phakathi kwelizwe. Ngakho-ke kuyinto enye yalezo zinto kumele sibone ukuthi njengabantu beZimbabwe siyayiguqula, ukuthi uhulumende noma ngophi ngokhona ozayo bonke bathathe izivumelwano zomhlaba zamalungelo ngendlela eqinileyo.
UMnumzana Evidlela Ncube ulwela amalungelo oluntu esebenza lenhlanganiso yeNakhora ubexoxa ecingweni loDabo kaNcube weStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Weziphathelane leMelika namhla sixoxa loMnumzana Higgins Msimanga odabuka eZimbabwe uhlela kule Melika ngokhetho oluzayo. Kusase kukhangelelwe ukuba ibandla lama-Republicans lelama-Democrats azaqhubekela phambili ngokhetho lwama-primaries ezabelweni ezijeneyo. Incwadi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi okwamanje kusobala ukuba wayengumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump uzakhethwa ngama-Republicans, ukuthi-ke njalo kukhethwe uMnumzana Joe Biden kubandla lama-Democrats loba esaphikiswa ngabanye abafisa uncintisa kukhetho olukhulu lukamongameli ozaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Sixoxele lo Msimanga ngodaba lolu.
Ya, abantu bazokhetha abakukhethayo, ngoba phela lapha sisezweni okuthiwa nge-democratic government. Angithi abantu ibona okufanele ukuthi babe ne-power yokuthi bakhethe ba.
Ye, singathi-ke khonokho abakwenzayo kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi bakwenze kathesi kusiya phambili?
I think lama-primary ngakuthi abantu babone ukuthatha uthi ubona ukuthi kushona kangani nxa umfula ugcwele. So i-primary yabasiza ukuthi babone ukuthi abantu ba-gravitator towards who between those two guys.
Yeah,
so it's important for people to know going forward ukuthi hayi kungathi kume kanye.
Yeah, ngasikhangela kodwa ama Democrats sikhangela njalo ama Republicans. Singathi vele abantu labo kusaziyo ukuthi bazangena kukhetho, ngakho ke ama primaries abaziqhakatheka kangalani.
Ngokuhamba kwezinto empeleni ukuthi i politics yalapha seyangcola nje. Ngiyakhuluma ukuthi abantu bayakhetha but kunabantu abangaphezulu abanezimali ezinkulu abayibona abakhethayo. They can set up who is going to win and who's going to lose. Iyona into yakhona engathi isi ifi engathi sesifuna ukuba ngalawa okwenziwe emazweni anjengawethu Zimbabwe. It's not realistic ukuthi abantu ibona abakhethayo. Sekune ne influence enkulu from the parties that influences how people should vote.
Yes, ngathi ngamanye ama company into njalo labo businessmen abafundisi ngaphaka lo kuyabakhunjuka.
Yeah, ngokunjalo, kunjalo.
Akuhluphi lokho umsebenzi? Akuhluphi ngasika ngithi democracy.
Kuyahlupa. Ngabe akuseyona i democracy. I always say kubantu I don't know why the other party went to a democratic party, because to me i democratic party yona engathi is so ignorant about what democracy is. I democracy kubona ngabantu labo abaphezulu abanezimali ezinkulu. Abanandaba noma American ama democrats. I democratic party ayinandaba.
Sikhangela ke ukuthi kusasa kuyaphika khonapho lukhetho yokuqhatha kuleyo kuyaphuma ngapha. Siyakubona vele umnumzana Donald Trump kuma democrats ngumongameli Biden. So kuyo phambili kwenzakalani?
Sekuyikuthi phela bazama ukuzisho ukuthi lawo manga abaqambayo bazokwenza lokhu nalokhu for the country, ukuze nxa sekuza ama-final voting on November abantu bachoose on the basis of those promises, which most of the time are not authentic promises, but that's the way it is. Nxa sekusuka lapho kusiya phambili, it's not also about purely how many people voted for how many. Vane system yabo, I'm sure uyayazi wena Kudube, ngoba kulezo zinto mina I'm not very much there. Kunama delegates abawasebenzisayo for each state. Angikwazi ukuthi asebenza kanjani lawo ma-delegates eyona a-decidayo ukuthi kuzowinwa kanjani, kuzoluzwa kanjani.
Ngabe kankasi abantu indaba yewela nxa betshela ezinye izinto. Siyawezela lokhu sigebhe amadibha endaweni ongelankomo khona, siyenze lokhu lalokhu imigwaqo ngaphi ngaphi. Indawo abantu bewela kukhonokho.
Ye, lezo zithembiso phela. Kunjalo ngikubona kufana nakhona kwaseZimbabwe kwima-African countries. Lezo zithembiso izizona ezi-influence abantu what they are going to do. And we still believe our leaders that they are going to do what they say.
Lo ngumnumzana Hagings Msimanga odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kule Melika wexoxa le-Studio 7 eseMarietta eGeorgia. Okwamanje othi siphelina ithuba lina abalaleli bakaStudio 7 ukuze liphe imbono yenu ngokwenzakala emandaweni ezitshiyeneyo.
Studio 7 nabo bonke abalandeli nabathandi bokulalela izindaba, linjani linjani linjani. NguBernard Khumalo oqhamuka laphana kosikhobokhobo enkayi kwelasezimu ngisemzansi lapha komakhelwane ngukhomishina lonageti laphana. Ngibabaza indlala ekhona isitadathu yonke lo nyaka amadoda. Ngisithi mina ikakhulu kubafuyi, ngithanda ukuxwayisa ukuthi ma ngabe unenkomo ezithi 20 manje zisaqinile ungathandabuzi ukuthatha ezingu-5 uzidayise, udinga ukudla nemithi yezinye ngoba kothi kuphela unyaka ungabe ungasela lutho esibayeni. Yisi sixwayiswe ngiza naso namhlanje lapha mayelana ngomumo womkhathi okhona, indlala esibhekane layo linjani. Kodwa hheyi mehlo madala dala sacina ukuxoxa.
Bonge njalo ithuba sifingelele Studio 7. Yalalayilayo sesiyizwile futhi ukuthi la bantu be-ZANU PF baqhubeka besebenzisa ama-ofisi obuhulumende abakuwo ukubamba abantu inkunzi, abantu abangasebenziyo abahluphekayo elizweni. Kambe ukugebha imigodi, ukufaka amasola, ukugamba inkuni, ukubagola amacimbi ezihlahleni, izinto ezifana lalezo zonke lezi zinto sebefuna imali kizo. Bahlangana phi bona le ntweni zikankulunkulu ezintweni abantu abazenzela zona emakhaya? Kambe lake la uzwaphi lokhu? abantu makukuthi into le ayibaphathi kahle abaphathika kahle andes makukuthi ubona ku right bantu bezimbabwe makukuthi into le ibona wrong ayiphathi kahle kira no councilor labo labo MP laba bayibathi bebhoja labo bedinga amavoti ukuthi into le yababuyele bayatshela uhulumende wabo lo ukuthi khona asifuni lento le njalo kasiyithandi makuyukuthi andesi makuyukuthi khona uhulumende lo esengu-landlord nasesingamaroja kuleli lizwe ya sizabhatala but makuyukuthi khona uhulumende lo ufakwe yithi abantu singayithi abantu uzibuse lo abakhuluma ngaye lathi uyasebenza lakithi kuzamele ubonakale ngokuthi basihloniphe bayiyeke le nto le asifuni asiyifuni le nto yokubhadalisa into ezingelangqondo ngenxa yokuthi badinga imali yokufundisa kuyafundisa abantu abo phetsheya le bebetethi emuka besiyayelatshwa khonale phetsheya thina sisifem ezibhedlela zempilo abafowethu labodadewethu bayafa la labogogo bethu bayafa ezibhedlela lapho akula mithi le mali yakhona leyo akwaziwela ukuthi bayisaphi ngoba izikolo lamakilinika siyazakhela kula ma-ambulensi emakhaya yikusijwayela nje lokhu abakwenzayo lokhu ungakwedlalela kithi ngiyabonga uma singakobulawa ephumule emadodini
bantu be-studio 7 sisebenze ezinhlizi sinike iindaba ezimnandi ake ngikhulume lokhu okuncane angifuna ukubanda ngokukhuluma liyabona umbangazwe lo okhona owamabandla ezombosazwe lo usukela izanu kubuyele kodwa kuthiwa i-TPC kube Mthokazi Republic Party kubuyizaphu asiyombangazwe yokukhulula abantwana babantu le impangazwe yokuzithengela imali ukuthi ungarejista kuphela suphiwe imali kuphela urejiste suphiwe imali ukuthi le party yakho enje akuyindawo lokhu ngumlilo wama-newspaper yokudlala ngesikhathi lokhu kanti awuboni ngaso ukuhamba bawudiza sebeqalisa okunye uhambe bekukudiza sebeqalisa okunye kudlala ngeengqondo zabantu akula lutho kukhuphi umuntu lokhu from 1980 abantu besehluke ukukhipha izanu babonani namhla izaphuma into zokudlala njengeengqondo zabantu ayingabona
Studio 7 salibonani isicelo enginaso mina la Studio 7 ngisicela ukubhorela amanzi ngoba amanzi sikhangale omfula fane sijambe umfula sokha amanzi sikotshe sinesikotshe sisodwa so thina imize ngale komfula asinaso sibhorani so sithwele kanzima kakhulu ngale mandawe ukuze asinawo amanzi so kunzima kakhulu amanzi bayasaveya mpela bayathola ukuthi akhona kodwa ukuthi bayabhore nkani so siyacela Studio 7 ukuthi ngathiwa i-government ingangenela basibhorela amanzi ngiyabonga igama ngovusa uMoses Bhaka suka emandaba
bathakazi abathandekayo sanibona nonke esithandekile mhlanga obaba uGandhi sabo kancuke nikanike basakazi hayi siyabonga bezindaba esizizwayo enisithulela zona sengimangazayo yileni ey'ntshale engizwayo le ukuthi nakho sebevimba uchamisa naye noma ethi sezizamile okunye bamvimba kahle kahle bambangisani mntana abantu
labo-ke ngabanye babalaleli bakwa-Studio 7 besiba imibono yabo ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe lingakhohlwa i-Life Talk lamhla esikhangela ngesimo sendlala ehlaseleyo kwele Zimbabwe singakehlukani zihlobo ukuthi sikhangele ezinye kade silazo uqale namhla eHarare umhlangano weZimbabwe Youth Business Forum obuthandise usomabhizinisi lwelemelika labele Zimbabwe ngolivalisa emoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithemba uGibbs Dube lilale
siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na7pm kusvika na7:30pm
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
lilani
murara zvakanaka amuri yezimbabwe